It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, podcast time. That's right, the Plan B After Show podcast here again.
Yeah.
Brock, whoa, that was weird. What?
Yeah.
The Allstate guy.
As always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. You need that motorcycle tuned up real good? Take it over to Gilson, man. They're going to get you taken care of. All right.
Yeah.
It's Gilson, It is time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do whatever the fuck you want with it. We don't care. Yeah, Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Hey, gold jacket? Here.
Green jacket? Let's see. What about I got two decent ones, and I kind of want to do we've bitched, ranted about this, but let's do it. Iceland has an official list of legal baby names. There's 1,853 female names and 1,712 male names. And you need government permission to give a kid a name that's not on the list. The point of the list is to, quote, preserve the Icelandic language. Okay.
Wow.
That's a good chunk of names, honestly. And when you think about, like, the most common names, usually it's like John, Steve, Ed, whatever. You know, so it's not like too many people go crazy. However, why I like this is because I feel so bad for these kids that are given these goofy fucking names or names
the shitty names
with weird spellings. Yeah. And not even weird names. It's also even too when people take like a normal name and then they spell it all weird. It's like, it's so selfish of the parents to do that. And I know you're thinking you're being cute or you're giving, really, you're just kind of making it hard. It's like the old Johnny Cash song. You're naming your kid, your boy named Sue. What are you doing?
What are you doing? You know, there are some weird names out there. You know what's weird just to even think about? It's like, that's one of the things that you have no control over.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you can be born and be like, I want to be, you know.
Well,
it's like you're putting full trust into somebody else. They're like, hey, don't fuck this up
and
for me.
Now,
like,
here's
like,
the thing.
Rest of my life, I'm going to have this.
You can change your name legally, but it's such a pain in the ass. You got to go through Social Security office. You got to do all the, it's a lot of work. So, yeah, I mean, it's doable.
Well, here's the thing with changing your name, though. Like, I don't think I know anybody who's ever changed their name. And wouldn't it be weird? Like, because probably, I don't know, 18 years old, when you get a little bit older, you're like, you know, I don't like this name. I'm going to change it. But you've had 18 years of people calling you Brock.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden I'm going to show up and call you John. Like, yeah. It just doesn't work that way, man. You will always be Brock to me for the rest of my life, you know?
It takes a lot to, and there's some people that have. You've read stories about people changing their names to weird things. There was this one guy, it was like some guy in Wisconsin, and he got in trouble for, I don't know, masturbating or public or something. But his name was like Beboo Deboo Babu Deboo Da. And it was just some white guy that changed his name to some weird ass, like, sounds and vowels. Anyway, do you think, is it the parents' right to name their kid whatever they want? I think that's kind of bullshit. You know what I mean?
I mean, you have the right to name it whatever, but you, it's just,
well,
we just,
here's
we
what
just
I mean,
need
though.
Common sense
here. Let me word that differently, because really, yes, to give the kid the name, you have that right, but isn't it also the kid's right to say, hey, I don't like that name? That's
absolutely
a shitty name, you know, because really it's you. You're just kind of giving it a name because a baby can't name itself. And even, you know, like a toddler, like if I had a choice to pick my name as a kid, I'd be like, I want to be Spider-Man. You know what I mean? Like,
you know?
So I think there's a point where it's like, okay, no, I'm an adult. You gave me a horrible name that I've been made fun of for my entire life. I want to change this name, you know?
It's hard, though. It's weird because by the time that you realize that, it's almost too late, you know? It's like, dude, I couldn't go to Jason. Like, you're like, hey, Brock, I'm not Hunter anymore, man. We went to the court, and you can call me Jason from here on out.
Like,
you couldn't do it. It was just...
It's
a weird thing with life. So basically what we need to say, Brock, is the people out there listening to this, think about what you name your child for. We're doing the WIRX name your baby.
Yeah, I know.
This is hilarious. We're talking about this. But be careful on what you name your child, because he or she is stuck with that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And some of you guys out there naming your kids some weird shit just to be cute.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not right. It's not right.
So. And unfortunately, too, you know what's made it worse? What's is social media? we bitch about social media all the time, but you know what it is? It's all these parents that are like, oh, I can't wait to share this unique name on Facebook. All these people are going to like it. And they really, I think it's a selfish thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you just got to name your kid, you know, the basic five or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But
right.
It, and again, it goes back, like I said earlier in the podcast, like even some of the weird spellings, like you're making it hard on the kid who has probably for the next however many years, no, it's pronounced this. Well, it's not spelled that way at all. I'm sorry that your mom threw in six silent vowels and a weird symbol. It's like, come on now. It's Jason. It's not, you know, J-A-Y apostrophe.
No, it's Yasan.
Yeah, or something like that. Exactly. I looked up here weird celebrity names. Well, obviously the main one, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin named their daughter Apple. Like, come on. You know? Here, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis, you have Rummer, Scout, and Tallulah. Let's see.
These names, like if you name your kid Apple, like, all right, you got to hand the baby over for a little bit.
Rick Ross, he named his son Billion. Like, stop it.
Billion.
What are you doing? Let's see. What are some other ones?
Billion.
Actress Shannon Samson named her kid Audio Science. Hmm. Yeah, you should have your parenting rights taken away.
Yeah.
Actress Rachel Griffiths named her kid Banjo. Why?
Is her last name Minnow?
I just really love Banjo Minnows, man. It's great. It does. It's just, dude, it's so frustrating. It's just these poor kids. It just, you're setting them up. And at least some of these rich kids, they got it a little bit easier. But if you're just some average Joe Schmo and you're naming your kid, like here's another one. They named their kids Cricket and Birdie. Oh, you people suck.
I know, it's just...
You people suck. I'm sorry.
So don't be cute with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway.
I don't know. Dude, honestly, if I ever have a kid, I don't even think I could name it. That's a tough thing for me to do, is come up with names.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just can never... I never had that good trait where people just, like, come up with names right away. I'm just like, eh.
Yeah.
Never like it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
It is tough. And, you know, because Kiki and I, we have a few names that we're like, okay, we're pretty sure we're set on a name, but it's still like, man, this is a big deal. This is what the person is going to be called more than likely for the rest of your life. And they have no control of it. Like, our kid has no control over what mom and dad put on their birth certificate. None. None.
Like, my whole life I've gotten, so, oh, what's your DJ name?
Yeah.
Hunter?
I don't know. Even picking a DJ name, I was like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. No, anyway. So, long story short, don't give your kid a stupid fucking name, all right?
All right, don't blow it.
You're the adult in the situation, okay? You're the one that is the adult, okay? You've had many years on this earth. Don't be a jerk and give them a terrible name. You jerk. Anyway.
You jerk.
All right. Well, let's wrap that up here. Stupid baby names. We'll see you next time here on the Plan B After Show podcast with another fact and opinion. Here's a word from our sponsor now, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.